This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Kramer Lumber Do It Center. Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse. Call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare. Hardesty Landscaping. Hearing care professionals. Hear well, live well. Johnny V's Main Street Grill. Ivy Tech Community College. Changing lives. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Welcome to Party Line. I'm Larry Glass. And we're going to start out with a few today in history. But before I even do that, we would really like for you to call in. This is your show. You know, Vern Casper said that many, many times. This is not our show. It's your show. So you can call in at 659-3338. 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Let me give that again, 1-800-447-4463. And tell us what you're thinking. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill into law ending slavery in the District of Columbia. In 1900, the first book of postage stamps was issued. The 2-cent stamps were available in books of 12, 24, and 48 stamps. In 1905, Andrew Carnegie donated $10 million to set up the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. In 2001, Israel launched an airstrike against a strategic Syrian radar station in Lebanon, killing 3 Syrian soldiers. In 2013, NFL broadcast legend Pat Summerall died at the age of 82. And then in 2016, then Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump unveiled his new nickname for his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. He called her Crooked Hillary. That's today in history. We have a lot of local stuff to talk about, and also some national stuff, but we would really appreciate you calling in this morning. We're not going to have our national guest on today. I didn't feel like the topic or the person was appropriate to have on our station, so I made a decision this morning not to call her. So I'm going to need your help today. Hey, do you remember last week the city center township entered into an agreement to inspect rental properties? And if you remember a little bit about that, it's because of the anybody that is receiving tax dollars for, you know, to help subsidize their rent. The city government wants to inspect rental property. And I don't disagree with that. I have no problem with that. But there's grant applications now being taken for housing repairs for seniors. The Senior Homeowning Assistance for Repairs, the SHARP program, is accepting applications for grants up to $15,000 for repairs or replacements to homes owned by low to moderate income seniors. SHARP is a cooperative effort between the City of Frankfort, the Farmers Bank, and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Indianapolis. And the purpose of SHARP is to help qualifying senior citizens, citizen homeowners, address higher cost maintenance items as roofs and windows and heating and air conditioning systems. And my opinion on this, let me give you my opinion. Maybe you can call in and give your opinion. My opinion is that this is money from our local city And we should have those. Anybody applying for a grant should be subject to drug testing. And that's just my opinion. But I think that if we're going to give out money in this community, application grants up to $15,000 for repairs on low-income housing, and we're talking about somebody that owns their home, if we're going to give them up to $15,000 to put a new roof on, to do HVAC upgrades and that kind of stuff, we should make that subject to drug testing before giving them that money. So, hey, we have a caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you said that was for senior citizens?
Yeah. Well, it's for low income. It says for repairs or replacements to homes owned by low to moderate income seniors. Yes, seniors.
And then a lot of seniors won't pass your drug test, Larry.
Okay.
Primarily because they're on painkillers.
Okay. Here's the difference in my opinion. My opinion is that if they are on a prescription drug by a doctor, then that's different than being drug tested. You know, I think they all ought to be drug tested, okay? If you're going to accept $15,000 from our community to do repairs on your house, you need to be drug tested. If you show up positive, then bring in the prescription bottle, a current prescription bottle from your pharmacist that, you know, the doctor has prescribed for you for your pain. I have no problem with that.
How about all the hundreds and thousands of dollars they paid when they were young and was working and paying their taxes and not getting any benefit from it? So you're just assuming they never paid taxes in one way.
No, I'm not. Because, I'm not assuming that at all.
When you say they need to do that because they're getting money back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with you on that. And not because I would not pass the test, it's just that I don't agree. Now, if they're getting food stamps and money for rent and gasoline and all that stuff, I don't know what all they get, then yes, I agree with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Well, what about, okay, you know, more recently, we've seen a lot of arrests in the newspaper or, you know, in the community, and it's not always young people. Sometimes it's their fathers and their grandparents that are getting arrested, and you know, seniors can be involved in illegal drug activity.
Well, I don't disagree with you there.
So you think we ought to just, you know, if they're spending their money on drugs,
I think,
illegal
no,
drugs.
You need to have an investigation.
Okay.
And it's just like for people who are on welfare, there should be an investigation of their situation before they get that.
Well, yeah, there's in regards to this SHARP program, you fill out an application for it, and so then you're either not given money or you're given money according to your need in regards to, you know, if you need a new roof and the roof's going to cost you $8,600, then $8,600. They may give.
Is that what a new roof costs nowadays?
Yeah, we just had one put on. It was last fall, and it was, I think, it's $8,700. So,
okay,
for a rental property that we had,
I didn't know how much they cost. Seriously,
yeah.
No, I don't know if I sort of don't agree about drug testing old people like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have paid taxes for years, I don't mean we should be on illegal drugs, but mostly you can tell when, if you go through several days of checking their finances and checking the property and checking everything else out, that you would notice that.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I may be totally wrong on that. Okay.
Well, one of the things that we're coming up against is this, the Center Township agreement to inspect rental properties. And again, I have no problem with that. But what happens is, anybody receiving government subsidies for their rental, for their rent money. The city now is declaring, okay, we're going to have the right to come into that rental. We're going to be, you know, able to send somebody through there to look at the house and make sure everything's up to date and everything, if they're receiving government assistance, and be able to then force the homeowner of the rental property to either do upgrades or whatever. I mean, there's rules and regulations in regards to that. I think if you're going to give out $15,000 for repairs on a house through this SHARP program, they should do drug testing first. And it's okay if you're on drugs, and you know the doctor prescribed, and you're on this medication for pain or whatever. I don't have a problem with that. But what I have a problem with is that, you know, the illegal drugs. And I just think if you're going to receive that kind of money, and you know, from the city, that they should just make sure that people aren't on drugs, and maybe, you know, use a portion of that money or take a portion of that money and you know, do something bad with it. So,
okay, I agree. But the seniors you're talking about, if they own their property, they're still paying property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand.
You know, so if you want to help them out, excuse them for property taxes.
Yeah.
You
know what?
I
think that's a great idea. I mean, if you're over a certain age, maybe you should get a reprieve on your property taxes. I mean,
the city can't afford it.
Yeah.
The county can't afford it. Not because Frankfurt's got one humongous amount of senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to call you, buddy, and the tirade he'd been doing this weekend is, to me, sort of juvenile.
Okay. You haven't seen juvenile things from him in the past?
Well, yeah, I have, but I mean, that was really bad.
Yeah.
You know, for a man that's supposed to be smarter than anybody else, according to him, if you listen to sometimes, he's the smartest person on earth. Then why worry about what somebody says about you?
Yeah. Well, a new poll shows that President Trump's approval rating has hit the highest mark in a year. The Washington Post ABC News poll finds that 40% of Americans surveyed approve of Trump's job performance, while 56% disapprove. So he's at the highest percentage in a year.
See, now I approve of some of his job performance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think the tax cut we got was nice, but then again, I question it because from what I can hear, in a couple of 3 years, will be $1 trillion deficit. Not in debt, but deficit,
mm-hmm.
Which will add to the debt, because you know there's a great big difference in them.
Oh, sure, sure.
And I don't understand how conservatives can expect things to be done, but not have a way to pay for them.
Hey, did you notice that your state taxes this year, as far as state taxes go, they went down? You paid less this year on your taxes for the state than you did last year.
I don't do my state. My wife takes care of all that stuff, mm-hmm. So she'll let me know. When we haven't filed ours yet, because she's working, helping, getting everybody else's filed.
Yeah. Well, our federal taxes have gone down, our state taxes have gone down, but our county taxes have gone up.
Well, because they need the money for something.
Yeah.
I just wondered how you felt about the tirade he is in. And I'll get Comey's book here one of these days, because I'm going to call the state and sit. I'm going to call the state and see if they'll send it. And then there's another guy who wrote a book also. I can't remember what his book was. I haven't mm-hmm. heard much about it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, there's another guy who wrote a book and released about the same time of Comey's, and was a little bit basically opposite.
Oh, okay. So you want to get both of them, then compare them?
Yeah. I have to get them from the state, from the library, state library.
Right.
On talking books, yeah.
Hmm. Well, the only tirade that I can think that you're talking about is against the FBI going in and raiding his personal lawyer's data and records and stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, in a way. Now, the more tirade was just about the Comey book.
Mm-hmm.
But my question, my comment is this. New York's been investigating Trump for several years. For money laundering.
Okay.
And so is a lawyer. Now, do you think that they should be able to hide their records, their illegal activity behind client privilege?
Well, you know, client privilege has always been there. And, you know, you go in to talk to your lawyer. I mean, that's supposed to be sacred. You know, that's anything you're talking to your lawyer about between the client and the lawyer himself is supposed to be privileged information. And it's not, you know, I don't know. I have a problem with that, I guess.
Well,
I have a problem with them going in and taking stuff. And because, you know, if the FBI took it, they're going to release it. They're going to release this information.
Well, actually, the FBI took it, but they turned it over to the state of New York.
Mm.
I believe. Maybe not. But I heard today that attorney and client privilege is not in the Constitution.
Hmm.
So, you know, that would be interesting if they decided to fight it. Where does it come under in the Constitution? That would be the Supreme Court's job to decide that would be fascinating.
So if you can't trust your lawyer, who can you trust?
You never could trust your lawyer, sir. I'm sorry.
I don't trust lawyers, but I don't trust lawyers, but if you're...
But most of them are politicians.
Yeah.
Later.
That is true. That is true. Unfortunately,
anyway,
so...
I hope I don't need a lawyer now. But I just was wondering how you felt about it. Because to me, it was the best thing he could do is just be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And not comment.
Yeah. That's hard for him to do.
And I was a little upset, and I don't necessarily blame him for this, but I blame the military. That strike wasn't near as hard as it should have been.
No, I agree with you.
Because right after the next day, they had a guy on that said that he was talking to a Syrian army official, and he was laughing about how petty the strike was.
Yeah, and you don't know what to believe, really, because of the fact that, you know, they said that they shot down half the missiles, and I don't think that was true. But the problem is we did forewarn Russia that we were going to do this, and we did it at such an hour that we didn't want to take civilian lives, and it was just more of a record of hitting these installations to remove chemical weapons or, you know, to take out some air bases. Or I think there was some other building that we were taking out. But the thing is, I don't think it was meant as a, I think it was meant as a warning more than anything that, you know, if they continue this activity, that we would come back a lot stronger. And you know what? It's better than that red line in the sand to what, you know, where Obama said, I'm going to put a red line in the sand. They did it again and he did nothing. So
with
Trump doing this, at least it sends a message that, hey, we're serious. I mean, we've got a president that's just crazy enough to do this, you know, to put a bunch of missiles on you.
Obama was a wuss, and I didn't particularly care for him to start with, but he was a pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's fine for you and I to be pacifists.
Mm-hmm.
But the commander-in-chief can't be a pacifist.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Larry.
And if it had been me, I'd have targeted... They targeted a command and control center for where they think that the command and control for the chemical weapons is.
Mm-hmm.
I was start with their Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not do it at night when nobody was there.
Yeah.
They destroyed this chemical research and development facility and a manufacturing facility. They destroyed, but where is the power in that, those places is in the knowledge of the people who produce it.
Yeah, so basically you would have taken out the brains.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were just trying to cut off the feet, basically, okay? We bombed these places so they won't have a place to go to work the next day.
But, well, yeah, so that delays them for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you take out the brains, you delay them for a couple, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. And well, Assad should not be hands-off. As far as I'm concerned, no matter what the Russians say, he should be targeted. And I don't have any qualms with them about them accidentally with a couple of missiles going off course and taking out a bunch of Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is the American position over there with the rebels, not with rebels, American position trainers, were attacked by the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Little Green Men, and Putin says, oh, no, they were mercenaries. We didn't have anything to do with it. Well, if you don't have anything to do with them, people just go ahead and kill them.
Yeah. No, I agree with I agree with you, other than the fact that I think the message was sent and the message was given, and yeah, we didn't kill any Russians. We didn't kill any civilians during this, and it was at nighttime, so that, you know, there was probably nobody or very few people in those facilities. And but the message was sent that we're serious. We are serious.
I thought that was the object of a year ago.
Yeah, I mean
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, but that's a tightrope act. You know, where do you? I mean, as a president. You know, when are you too strong? When are you too soft? And, you know, what's just right? And, you know, you and I both think it might have been a little too soft, but, you know, who knows? Had we bombed it during the daytime and killed a bunch of people and, you know, had a lot more bombs, then it could have escalated into something that we would be regretting today.
That's a possibility, and the thing I want Trump to do is to learn that he's not all-knowing and get people who have opinion opposite of him and not fire them, but listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to people who agree, think like he does, and let them debate the point, and he'll sit there and listen to it. Then make a decision.
Yeah, I think
because he's not all knowing. I'm sorry, not all knowing.
Well, I think Trump gave you his opinion, but I think it's basically I think it was the generals that made the decision on this.
Yeah, because I heard on the news that they were telling him not to go too strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I agree, but I think I might have overruled him.
Yeah, but I appreciate him, I guess. Leaning on the expertise and the knowledge of the generals and, you know, taking their opinions into consideration.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hey, I was out at McDonald's the other day and was talking to several people out there, several older guys that sit around in there and talk. And, you know, they were trying to solve the world's problems. And I turned around and was talking to them. And that's why they told me, hey, we're trying to solve the world's problems. And I told them, I said, wow, it would be great sometime if Wyla would come out here with be able to interview people out here at McDonald's and say, hey, you know, what's going on in the world? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And get people, you know, get people off the streets' opinions of different things going on in the community, you know, in the world. And, you know, get opinions, you know, we would be able to, I think, be so much more successful in doing that, because so sometimes I don't know why we have a hard time getting people to call in, but, our number is 659-3338, 659-3338, or 1-800-447-4463. And we need your calls today because I am not calling our national guest. I didn't feel like she was appropriate for our community, for our station. And it just, in doing some research, a good, 45 minutes to 50 minutes of research on her this morning, I just decided that I was not going to call her today. So I'm going to need your phone calls. So at this point in time, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, We're Your Shield, We're Your Shelter, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works For You, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded, Just Like You, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is There, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to our other caller.